for Sheldon.
Yes, how are you doing? This is Mike Fontana.
Hi, Mike.
I know that I'm probably not the best person my brain is not that organized. I don't write too well. I can write a lot of ideas, but my grammar sucks, and I have no idea how to write a book. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys probably have a hell of a caseload of a lot of people that you're constantly writing people's books, and I do appreciate what you have done. But it doesn't look like, from what you sent me, much has been written since the last time you sent me before, besides a few notes. And that could be my fault, because I'm kind of scatterbrained as I'm talking to you. That's why I had a ghostwriter do this in the first place. But maybe in our conversation, we should. Maybe I'm not organizing my thoughts correctly. Is there other? Because I don't know how long ago we made the agreement to write this book, and you guys said it would be 3 months or so, and I said, well, you know, maybe I want to make the book really good, so it doesn't matter how long it takes.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything you can honestly tell me that I'm doing wrong that I could improve upon? You could be honest with me. I'll take some constructive criticism. Yeah.
I'll be honest. The thing is, the information you give is so scattered at this time. It's hard to put things into place and, you know, make sure they make sense. So every time we are trying to have a session, like because you didn't want to have a session till you viewed the book, this is why I was saying that there's no point in viewing the book right now, because we don't have enough concrete information to put that in, in pieces, because everything is so scattered, the information that you've given so far, that we can't form a timeline.
Okay, so that's exactly why I wanted to look at the book, so I could see, okay, I saw some of the notes you wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the next time we talk, you could maybe show, like, because my mind goes all over the place, and sometimes I can be in the middle of a paragraph, uh-huh, and another thought will pop in my head as I'm talking, and then it'll just veer off. So if we had a way that we could organize our conversations a bit better, you could. I've never wrote a book before. That's why I'm. What's that?
Fontana, I have a recommendation.
Rather than
us having sessions on call, because when you're speaking, you're like trying to get as much out, but sometimes it's not always relevant. So how about I send you questions on email and you type them out? It doesn't matter how, if it's not in good grammar, it's okay. You can just type out the answers and send them my way. That way it will be more concrete information rather than just, you know, scanning information from a lot of words.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing, but we obviously, between the two of us, have to change something. And if I knew how to write a book, I wouldn't be calling you guys.
I understand. So how about tomorrow? Tomorrow I'll send you a list of questions, okay, on email. I want you to answer them as best as you can, okay?
Okay. We'll go from there, and maybe I'll send you some stuff that I found. There's a woman, her name is Mel Kay. She gets on BitChute, and I'm so illiterate with computers that I don't even know how to forward people videos that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have to like type it out for you, and if you get on BitChute and you can find it, you could besides take her name out of it, so I'm not and I'll get charged for like plagiarism. But she does a 20-minute speech where she explains how the deep state cabal has infiltrated our country since World War II, and there's even a chart there that explains everything. It's really good.
I see.
You know, and Also, I'm going to somehow, I'm going to be going to this Reawaken America thing to try and get some connections with some high-profile people to possibly help me with this. And that guy, the QAnon shaman, is appealing his case. Probably, I'm sure it's because of what everything that's turned January 6th on its head from October was because of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to contact the right people. I want this book to be like as good as it could possibly be. Even if after the book sells, and I know if it's written right because of what I did and how much January 6th has changed the scope of this country, it'll make millions of dollars. It just has to be promoted the right way and written the right way. I know it will. There's no doubt.
So do you have
there's just no doubt. It just has to be it has to be promoted and written the right way. But what I did that day, what?
Do you have thoughts on marketing the book properly?
Do I have what?
Marketing the book properly. What are your thoughts on that?
At the moment, I want to get the book written properly before I even think about marketing it. I want to just focus on that for now, because
okay.
I'm horrible at making a. As soon as the book is, I can see it's written right. Then I'll think how I'm going to market it, because that's why I'm going to this Reawaken America thing, because there's high profile people that. One of them particularly is General Flynn, and he knows who I am. So I want to talk to General Flynn, and I want to run into Oliver Stone, and especially Oliver Stone, because he was concerned about they were he's not going to be charged for anything, and he's going to get out of it all because of what I did for him. So I want to. To try and help get them to help me market the book, since I did so much for these people already.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff that I did for very high people that are in the government that everybody sees them on the news, and they don't, and I don't even know. I'm going to try and get their help. I mean, I've done a lot for them already.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going up the ladder. That's where I'm going to show up there that day. And hopefully I'm going to pray to God that they'll help me market this book. They have big names, you know.
Sure. The offer market.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows who General Flynn and Oliver Stone is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm trying to go with the successes, people that have done this before, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I just know... This has to be written for more than just me, but for future generations. I certainly would love to have as much money as I think I deserve for my kids. I want to be a good father to my kids.
That's great.
You know, so they have a great life. This is all about them. I wouldn't have been at the nation's capital if I was single and didn't have kids, and probably. Things would have went around totally different for everybody if I wasn't there. I'm sure of it.
I see.
So anyway, when would you? So you're gonna send me some questions, and then we'll go about it like that way.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll work better.
Yeah, that'll
work.
Okay. So let's do that tomorrow.
Okay.
And then we'll catch up. Okay.
So are we going to have a talk tomorrow, or you're just going to send me the questions?
Send you questions. If you have any problems, you can give me a call. Otherwise, you can just type it down and send it my way.
Okay. All right. That'll work. I know that there's something we got to tweak up here, because this isn't going right the way I'm doing it. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Want that.